To segue from Hand of Fear to Peter Capaldi, when Peter Capaldi was coming onto the stage, he did for a split second the William Hartnell hands on the cuffs.
He did
On the lapels. Hmm. And I
have to be honest, I didn't watch it.
Oh, I smiled very broadly.
I gotta go and watch it though.
Because he's a lifetime Doctor Who fan.
Okay.
Which I don't think Matt Smith was, and so he came into it fresh. I know David Tennant was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And David Tennant, don't get me wrong, David Tennant's a wonderful doctor, and he is, I mean, on his Nevermind the Buzzcocks and stuff like that, I mean, he is that way as well.
Yep.
He played himself as well. I just don't believe in his portrayal as the doctor.
Just as the doctor, it's a little bit too, I think, out of line with other doctors.
Now, I think David Tennant was more in line with Tom Baker, as Matt Smith was more in line to me with a Hartnell type of doctor, because David Tennant was the perfect doctor. He had no flaws until they had to give him a flaw so that they could have him regenerate.
Right, right.
And so he got that God complex. Mm-hmm. And not to steal a line from the show, which was a Matt Smith episode, but it was actually the way that they gave David Tennant a heroic flaw, so it would be easier for the audience, I think, to say goodbye.
Yeah.
That hasn't been the case with Matt Smith, and I think it's going to be
it's going to be strange, I think.
Yeah.
Just because of the way the season's been wrapping up, I'm just curious how the whole thing with him and John Hurt's going to play out, and then.
We haven't discussed that either. Yeah, John Hurt. I was wrong. It's not the Valyard. It's between 8 and 9.
Yeah, they said he's like an 8.5.
I mean that was. Like the default answer anyway, and so you don't want to go with the default, and especially when it comes to Stephen Moffat with but it just seemed that was a little too easy, and I was hoping for the Valyard.
It would have been cool just to see them, you know, really pull back out of the trenches, you know, something that could very easily be turned into a story. You know, I mean, you know, at the end of the Trial of a Time Lord, obviously the Valyard didn't disappear.
Right.
You know, we know exactly where he was, and he was still there. So
yeah,
he was the
keeper of the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm worried, not in the sense that I'm worried they're going to do a bad job. It's more just that I'm hoping that they respect Matt Smith well enough, I think, is kind of the way that I'm feeling about it. I just don't want to see, like, all of a sudden there's some kind of, like, 5-minute segment at the beginning of an episode where, oh well, you know, Matt Smith and John Hurt got into a fight and they both decided that they would just let themselves die and regenerate into Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, it, like, can't be stupid.
Come on. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's more what I'm worried about than anything.
I keep thinking for some reason, like, Matt Smith, I think of the Curse of Fatal Death story.
Where he's going to do something, go behind something and explode it.
When it was
Richard E. Grant.
No, it was Hugh Grant. When Hugh Grant comes out, I was like, I just wasted 3 generations all because I forgot to unplug first. And, it makes me think, you know, Matt Smith, you know, presses the wrong button and gets electrocuted and regenerates. But no, I'm sure we won't get that. Even though Stephen Moffat did write The Curse of Fatal Death. But I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, I hope not.
Just as long as he doesn't get Dalek bumps.
Yeah.
Although I would like to see Jonathan Pryce as the master.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Jonathan Pryce
was like a real master, not like as the camp.
Yeah.
One.
But no, Peter Capaldi has been slotted to play Doctor number 12.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's saying, oh, this is the last. No, it's not the last Doctor. There's 12 regenerations, so there would be 13 personas. But the Doctor has been, he had River Song's life, regeneration life. He has his own regeneration life from the Eye of Harmony on Gallifrey before it even got moved to
the inside of the TARDIS.
Yeah. Which is unlimited energy, which is something to reconstruct and make still, and all life force.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the Doctor, theoretically, a Time Lord can live almost for thousands
almost
and thousands
forever,
and thousands of, like, 30 or 40,000 years anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that his vampirism will kick in and that he'll have a 13th regeneration as well, if not more.
Yeah, I'm not expecting this to be the last generation, no matter how they pull it off. Yeah, I just don't.
Well, what I'm also, I guess I'm assuming, is that this is not going to be canceled. And from the reaction of some of the fangirls, it's like, OMG, Peter Capaldi is the Doctor, and I just can't look at him because he's not pretty. He's not beautiful.
Which is funny,
well,
actually.
People said the same thing about Matt Smith. There's a lot of what they call David Tennant fangirls.
Right.
Who, I'm not watching the show anymore because David Tennant. Or they're still, like, hoping that David Tennant's going to come back. You know, it's like, I understand getting attached to the Doctor. I'm kind of attached to Matt Smith. In a way, it's like, I don't really want to see him go.
So am I.
Yeah.
Very unhappy to hear him say that he's leaving.
It's like moving. I hate moving. But when you're actually in the position where you have to, and you're moving into a place, you suddenly, like, new possibilities, or you're looking at a new place, like, kind of like Peter Capaldi, looking at him and, like, seeing the possibilities, like, ooh, you know, like, wonder what he would do, wonder what he would wear, wonder what his mannerisms are going to be, and you can't help it, and you start thinking about it, and you start getting intrigued, and that's sort of where I'm at.
Yeah, I kind of, it's funny, because already I kind of just, I've only actually only seen the real quick thing that the BBC released, where it's, hi, I'm Peter Capaldi, and I'm the new Doctor, or whatever. That's
which is a little creepy, actually.
Yeah. First thing I thought was, like, hi, I'm Peter Capaldi, and I look just like Rory in 20 years. And then...
Yeah, he is bone thin, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, like, his facial structure even reminded me of...
He looked very healthy when he played the Angel Islington in Neverwhere in 1996.
Well, that was, like, 18 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. But he looks like he's... I mean, he looked like he had healthy fat then, whereas now he has sunken
very,
eyes.
He very, very thin, yeah. But I... but even aside from thinking he looked like Art Darvill, the other thing I thought of was actually I could picture him doing, like, William Hartnell, kind of, you know, walking around with his hands behind the lower part of his back, you know, very kind of like, I guess, dignified old man, maybe? That's the term I want to use. I don't know. But I just picture him walking around slowly, just kind of inspecting everything.
Like a colonel.
Everybody else is running around trying to figure out what's going on. He's just like, relax. Nick, good.
The difference, I know it's going to be very different from Matt Smith. Matt Smith's Doctor is very physical, very animated. And I just have a feeling that Peter Capaldi is going to be very different. And that's also intriguing. It's like, ooh, you know, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Matt Smith does have that electric slide down pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
And a transition, you know, because you get used to someone playing something a certain way. The idea of someone coming in with their own idea and their own take on it, which every actor who's played the Doctor has done to one extent or another. They've all put their own stamp on it.
Right, right.
But to see something very different, you know, like a Tom Baker to Peter Davison was a big transition.
Yeah.
They played the Doctor very, very differently. And it was intended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted to reboot after having the longest running Doctor. I mean, you know, they needed to kind of just get that change.
And I think Stephen Moffat, when casting Peter Capaldi, had that in mind. Like, he wants something very different from Matt Smith, you know, as the Doctor, to kind of, you know, shake things up a little bit, I guess.
Do you think the sonic screwdriver is going to go bye-bye?
No.
But he's not going to be able to snap it like Matt Smith snaps it.
I know.
It's very cool.
Use it and snap it and do the readings, you know, almost like a tricorder. It's very, like, it's become...
Yeah, and it's the same way he looks at his watch, which is inside, so that it's the old
yeah,
army,
like,
army way.
His thing out,
inside
of
his wrist.
Yeah, so the light doesn't reflect, so you can't betray your position to the enemy.
Mm-hmm. I can picture him having, like, the sonic screwdriver, like, in his lapel pocket, and just very gingerly pulling it out and using it and, like, inspecting it and just putting it back.
Yeah, because he's going to need to do these other mannerisms now.
That's what I mean. Yeah. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be things that he's going to have to carry over, but change.
Yeah.
You know? So I just picture him being very fluid.
How long do you think Moffat's going to be on the team? You think he's going to hand it over?
You know...
kind of sick of his Brillo head.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I would say I'm thinking he's probably got. I would say maybe two more years.
Yeah. That's a long time.
I know. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to cast a new doctor and introduce him and then bolt.
He's going to hand it over to his buddy Mark Gatiss.
Well, but at the same time, we don't, you know, there's been no even, I don't think there's really even been any kind of a leadway into the doctor, you know, into a regeneration yet.
Yeah, we don't know
enough. It's more like they just opened a box and let us peek inside of it.
Yeah, there's still
two
more episodes.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see Peter Capaldi until sometime next year.
Yeah, it won't be until
probably a year from now.
Yeah, almost.
Well, I would imagine we'll see him at the end of the Christmas special, kind of like Matt Smith and David Tennant.
Right, but not.
He'll regenerate. He'll say like one thing and do something, and then that's all we'll have to go on.
Yeah, exactly. I hated the Geronimo. That Matt Smith said Geronimo as he says the TARDIS is falling down, and I was like, oh my goodness, please don't be, please don't have that as his signature yell.
Yeah, David Tennant's I kind of liked when he regenerated and he started talking and then he stopped like new teeth.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool, but like Matt Smith was just like crazy, like Matt Smith, like things exploding and then him like being really joyous about it. That's what I seem to remember.
Yeah. And fitting into a David Tennant suit, because Matt Smith is like twice the size of David Tennant. David Tennant's really, really tiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why he needed the long coat and
make him look like he was taller.
I'm
going
to miss the bow tie.
Yeah.
Miss the bow tie. Sniffle.
My choice was Patterson Joseph, but Patterson Joseph was also rejected last time, and it would have been the first black doctor, but he's male, he's not a woman, and they actually, in the Hand of Fear that we just discussed, there was inference there that a regeneration can be male or female, and I thought it would have been a perfect opportunity for him. Because of his role in Neverwhere, where Peter Capaldi actually was from, too.
Yeah, I found that really interesting, that I knew...
It was from the same thing, Neverwhere.
And it's like, well, they were both in Neverwhere. So it's like, in a way, you were not that far off from where the ripples fell.
Right, because he played the Marquis de Carabas, which was just an incredible role for him, and it was very Doctor.
Hmm.
And maybe it was too much... But I think he would do a lot of his work is in theater.
Yeah.
I think he would have done a tremendous job, and I would have liked to have seen him as the Doctor, and because of the way he looks, because of the way his lips purse and his inferences and his eyebrows, and he has all the inflections, he has all the mannerisms that I think really really make a pop star, you know, out of someone. And I mean, Matt Smith, to me, has a lot of those. I mean, David Tennant definitely had the whole look thing going.
Yeah.
And Matt Smith had a lot of the mannerisms that he played an innocent doctor. He played a young but old, sort of the way Freema Agamon said the doctor. And she was just too smart to be on Doctor Who. Anyway,
yeah, she was, definitely.
But the way she described how the doctor has to be played, where they have to be innocent, but at the same time so knowledgeable that they can't let on. And maybe I'm putting words in her mouth, but the way she explained it was very right on to me, where he has to be old, at the same time be young and vibrant. And I think, I don't know if Peter Capaldi is going to... At first, I admit I was a little thrown off, but then I heard the fangirl reaction of
and, he's and not was, young and handsome.
I was just like, oh, they made the right choice then. If the fangirls hate it, I'm going to love it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, because he's a qualified actor. He's a very good actor. He's known for the political show that he had. What was the name of the show?
The Thick of It.
Okay.
Playing Malcolm Tucker. Is the name of the character that he plays.
A very foul-mouthed individual.
Very foul-mouthed, very cynical, underhanded, basically a politician.
Instant reaction from you when you heard, Rob.
it's nice to see an older actor again. Kind of excited about that, simply just because, you know, when you look at Hartnell, Trouton, Pertwee, you know, even Sylvester McCoy, kind of, I think of them as being, like, I'm just a little bit more knowledgeable, like, in the sense of just the way they present themselves with their age. I just think it'll be cool to see somebody older than that. Well, I don't know about older than all of them combined, but, you know.
Well, I think it should be 40-plus anyway.
I agree. Well, there's something about the fact that if you're playing someone who's 900-something years old, you really want to have someone who's 27, you know, cast for the role.
Who looks 19.
Yeah, exactly. 27, looked 19.
But that worked.
It did work, but I think...
But I think that... How much of that was Matt Smith? I think Matt Smith made it work.
Yeah.
Not every actor can make that work.
No, I agree. And I definitely think that... I think the majority of why he worked is because he was him. And I don't know that... Yeah, just in general, I'm excited to see an older actor back in this seat, and excited to see what it'll bring.
I'd love to disagree with you, but I can't.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm excited about an older doctor again.
It feels right, to be honest. When I saw him, he's like, "I'm the doctor," and I was like, "That feels right. That feels right." And I'm like, "I'm the doctor," like, you know, just.
Oh, you know, Craig Ferguson was doing somersaults. Because they're close personal friends.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, so...
And Craig Ferguson's a big Doctor Who fan also, so...
Yeah.
They, like, grew together or something, didn't they?
But they dropped acid together.
Yeah,
they dropped acid together.
Hmm.
Back in the 70s.
Oh, you saw the same YouTube clip as I did.
Yeah. That'll bond anybody.
Hey.
in a way that these people from 2010 and on just can't understand.
It was through that interview that I saw how funny Peter Capaldi is, because he was very funny.
So Capaldi it is, and Capaldi it will be, and
yeah. Well, we'll see how we get there.
Change, my dear, and not a moment too soon, as Colin Baker said.